This past week, I had lunch with an old friend who is an expert on human rights in Africa. And inspired by her college year abroad in Africa, she developed a love for her people and their cultures. Her first job after law school was working with the United Nations High Refugee Commission on Refugees. And since then, she has visited Africa many times over. All told, she said, probably spending about 5 years in Africa. Now she has written 2 books on that topic and wants to write more. Every time she lands in Africa, she told me, she feels a deep and abiding joy, like she has come home. Now, it was wonderful talking to her. Now in her mid-60s, she still has a passion, a deep passion, to serve the people of Africa. I must say, it's rare to find someone with such passion, such focused caring for people far away. And yet, in her mind, they are very near to her heart. And so, what happens in Africa deeply affects her personally. And all this grows out of her deep and strong Christian faith, her desire to give of herself to others. It was truly a blessing and a joy to visit with her. And God bless her ministry and the service that she is rendering for the people of Africa. To serve others, you gotta have passion, a passion to serve. And Paul had that passion in spades. He was always a passionate man. At first, a very self-righteous Pharisee intent upon destroying the church, he was converted into a passionate follower of Jesus. And his world was turned upside down outside Damascus. And now he turns his face to the Gentile world, a world that he once deeply despised. Paul was called to preach the good news to people he had previously considered enemies of the faith. And that became his life's work. But always within Paul, there was a burning desire to reach his own people, the children of Israel. Paul never forgot where he came from. This man of Tarsus, circumcised on the 8th day, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin, he calls himself a Hebrew born of Hebrews. Paul realized that if he could be converted to Christ, anyone could be converted. So Paul pens this letter to the Roman church on the eve of his journey to Jerusalem. He is bringing with him Gentile converts to Christ and their financial offering to the mother church, a church made up almost exclusively of Jewish Christians. Paul has a passionate hope that this journey will convince his own people that God was doing a new thing, especially the promise to Abraham that Israel would be a blessing and a light to all the nations. He hoped that that promise they would see as fulfilled. And so he is passionate about this work to persuade his own people that Jesus is the promised Messiah. So in our reading from Romans, Paul confesses this great desire he has. Listen to this. For I could wish that if I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, my kindred. In the 10th chapter, he reiterates that and says, my heart's desire and prayer to God for my people is that they may be saved. And then in the 11th chapter, Paul is sure that God has not rejected the people of Israel, that someday, in the mystery of God's providence, the children of Israel will be saved. Wow. When Paul considers that he himself received God's grace, this most unlikely candidate, then he is certain that God will be faithful to his people, even when they're rebellious. Paul was indeed the apostle to the Gentiles, but he was always and forever, to the last moment of his life, an Israelite who loved his people dearly, even to the point of giving his life on their behalf. In fact, if you look at Paul's story, the last free act he does as a free man, he's worshiping in the temple in Jerusalem as a devout Jew who believed in Jesus. Folks, that's passion. We know that Paul did eventually reach Jerusalem with these Gentile converts and their financial offerings. Sadly, Paul's hopes were not realized. Paul came to his own, and his own received him not. As it has been for Jesus, so it was for Paul. But that did not lessen the passion of our Lord or Paul. It brought completion to their passion. So their lives were offered on behalf of the very people they loved most dearly. Passion gives itself in service to others. Amazing grace. Now, I've been thinking a lot recently how I intend to serve others once my interim ministry with you concludes. Several of you have asked what I plan to do. I'd like to know too. Well, here are some of my hopes. I plan to continue my interim ministry at Hamath Springs Presbyterian Church beginning on September 1st. Yeah, it's a full, well, thank you. It's a part-time commitment with my friend Tom Ulrich. We'll be sharing the duties up there. And I also plan to continue my teaching and working in the church in various kinds of ways. I really still have a fire in the belly for working in the church and teaching. Thank you, God. Yeah. But also, I want to serve the community in some more hands-on kinds of ways. I'm hoping to teach English as a second language to our immigrant community. I have taught that in the past and have enjoyed it very much. I also am interested very much in Meals on Wheels. It's a ministry I've been involved in the past, and it's a wonderful service. Some of you may be involved. It's delivering meals to our most vulnerable elderly population. And there's a new group that I'm going to be working with called Food Rescue US. It's a group that delivers unused food to groups like the Salvation Army and HopeWorks. It goes around to restaurants and to bakeries and finds their food that they would throw out and takes it to people who really need it. And I'm hoping I can become passionate about those kinds of hands-on ministries. Friends, you gotta have passion to serve other people. And there are all kinds of things to be passionate about. And I know many of you are about many things in our community, including what you have done today for Cochiti. And my hope for you is that as you approach this table of the Lord, that you'll come with an open heart, open to how God's Spirit can rekindle your energies and your interest in serving others. Rejuvenate you that you might serve others well and with joy, all for the sake of Christ who loved us and gave himself for us. You gotta have passion to serve other people. So this is my prayer for you and for me this day. May God give us an ongoing passion to serve other people with the gifts that God has given you, to refresh us with that wonderful joy of service, to know the inward delight of actually helping people, to remember who we are and whose we are. And at this table, may God's life-giving grace give you faith, hope, love, and passion. May it be so. Amen.